This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Vienna, March 1914.
Dear Edward, Servus. Greetings from a very cold and grey Vienna, which feels more than ever the centre of something unstable, as well as the centre of an empire. The cultural mix is huge. Albanians, Austrians, Czechs, Hungarians, Italians, Jews, Poles, Romanians, etc., etc. But Vienna is struggling to contain this diversity. It's certainly the musical capital of Europe, or so they like to think. And so I thought you'd like to know some of the things that have been going on recently. I was lucky enough to be present at the opening of the brand new Konzerthaus, a second concert hall just a few minutes from our beloved Musikverein. The concert included a performance of Beethoven's Choral Symphony, but it was almost eclipsed by the premiere of a new work by Richard Strauss entitled Festliches Präludium. Ever since the first performance of Strauss's The Rosen Cavalier here 3 years ago, he's been our most popular contemporary composer. But this new work seemed to outdo even Mahler's Eighth Symphony and Schoenberg's Gurrenlieder in the massiveness of the sound. There was an orchestra of nearly 140 players, plus 12 offstage trumpets as well as the organ, all crammed into the stylish Art Nouveau stage. The Musikverein is still pulling in the crowds, particularly the concerts given by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Felix Weingartner. As always, Beethoven's symphonies feature heavily. This season's Eroica was exceptional. On the 1st of December, the debut of a pianist named Paul Wittgenstein took place. I have to admit, the only piece I knew was the Liszt Piano Concerto in E-flat. He began the concert with a real oddity, a piano concerto by John Field. Of course, as a member of the fabulously rich Wittgenstein family, I think his philosopher brother Ludwig has just moved to Cambridge, paying for the venue and the orchestra was no object. But it was a rather eccentric program. The critics, though, were very supportive. Like every opera goer here, I was looking forward to the first performance in Vienna of Wagner's Parsifal. Stage performances outside Bayreuth have not been allowed until now, and there's been something of an international competition to be the first. The Vienna production opened on the 14th of January, but to the annoyance of the court opera, they've been beaten to it by the Prague National Theatre. The Czechs do like to upstage Vienna, the capital of the empire. The newspapers are full of stories about political unrest in the Balkans. Archduke Ferdinand is in charge of policy in this area and has the idea of creating a Slav region to go along with the Austrian and Hungarian parts of the empire, with all its subjects showing allegiance to the Habsburg dynasty and to Vienna as the capital. Tensions like this have been going on for decades and often figure in our operettas, where they're usually resolved by a few waltzes. I was at a performance the other day of Johann Strauss's The Gypsy Baron, where at the end the Magyars, the largest ethnic group in Hungary, enthusiastically sing of their love for Vienna.
Oh.
I'm seduced by it every time. But I fear the music is papering over some real political cracks. Mit von Leichen, Gruschen, Karl.